Hello, friends. Welcome to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. I want to tell everyone twice next year, from January 23rd to February 7th, 2020, and again from May 17th to June 5th, 2020, I'll be taking a small group of people to Peru to visit one of the world's most spiritual places, Machu Picchu. For those interested in going, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9733. I've also been told that I will be going into the Hollow Earth in January 2020, and if you'd like to come along, please let me know. I hope you can come. Also, I'll be going back to Mount Shasta twice next year, the first time from July 1st to the 8th, 2020, and again from August 27th to September 3rd, 2020. Many miracle healings happen on Mount Shasta, and it should be an exciting trip because by July of 2020, Mount Shasta is supposed to shift into the fifth dimension. The cost is just $200 per person and includes free camping. And if you're interested, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com or call 509-750-9793. Today, we have a special Christmas program from now to 4 o'clock, celebrating the life and work of Dr. Masaru Emoto, one of the world's most famous spiritual people, who passed away in 2014, and we have on the line Michiko Hayashi of the beautiful Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo, Japan. She'll be coming on in just a second. She'll be followed by Tom Palladino, a famous scalar energy healer, and then Billy Woodard and Zohar from the Hollow Earth, and finally at the end with Jason Armstrong, who will be channeling a Dhamma to give us messages from the Hollow Earth and Telos in Mount Shasta. The coming new year promises to be a year of many wonderful changes as the planet shifts into the higher fifth dimensions. And all of us, I think it's an exciting time to be alive. Quickly, before we start, I'd like to play the famous Ask Not speech by President Kennedy, and then go on to interview Michiko from Tokyo. Please stay tuned.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
Both President Kennedy asked me to play this today. Both he and Jackie, the First Lady, wishes all my listeners a very happy and wonderful Christmas and New Year. He's saying that he's still the president on the other side, and he's working very hard for peace for our beautiful planet. And with that, I'd like to bring on Michi Hayashi, the wonderful president of the Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo, Japan. Michi, happy New Year and Merry Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas, Ted, and everyone. Thank you so much for having me here.
Oh, my pleasure. I'm so glad you could come on. And we really can't start your interview without playing 30 to 45 seconds of the water song.
Thank you.
Eric, if we could play that, just a little segment of that, that'd be great. And then we'll bring Michi back on. Thank you, Eric. That's That's beautiful. Mitzi, tell everyone your beautiful work and how you're making the planet a better place.
Oh, thank you. Well, before that, here in Japan, today is winter solstice. So I would like to say happy winter solstice.
Oh, thank you. I almost forgot. Yeah. It's the 20th.
December 21st.
That's right. How could I forget?
Yeah, well, we're celebrating today with all the people, friends here in Tokyo. But thank you so much for asking me to talk about Emerald Peace Project. This is the project, as probably a lot of your listeners already know, that Dr. Emoto started in 2005 as his personal project to make the world a better place, and with learning from water that we are 70% water, and that the earth is 70% water. And love and gratitude is the most important. And we're distributing 650 million children's books to all children on earth for free of charge, so all children will learn about this.
My goodness. Yeah. My goodness, that must keep you busy. 650 million. My goodness.
Oh yes, and well, thankfully, yeah. It's this book has been translated into 34 languages, mm-hmm. and with all the beautiful people's help support, we have been trying. We have been distributing this book, printing and distributing, as well as being able to download this data in all the different languages from our website, and. So people can have this book and learn about water and how our consciousness and words and action are really important and need to be based on love and gratitude.
Oh, how beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. Dr. Emoto, I remember, always said that Creator Source designed this earth when he made this earth. Based on love and gratitude. So if even now the if we call him God, we can call him God, but we can also say Creator. He's still giving us love and gratitude, or love through sun ray, and this information of love is coming through with water, in water. Water is the one that is delivering this God's love to all beings, so everything on this earth, not just for human beings, but everything on earth equally. So Dr. Emoto always said that we should be receiving this Creator's love with two gratitudes. Then one will stay within us, and one will be switched to love and given to our next person. Then this way, and then the next person will receive my love with two gratitudes. Then one will stay within him or her, and the other one will be switched to love and given to someone else. And this way, love and gratitude will go all around the world. So
wonderful.
This world will be a peaceful and harmonious place.
Wonderful, so. Wonderful. And if you don't mind, could you give out your website and also how people can help you or support you in your work?
Thank you. My website of Emoto Peace Project is emotopeaceproject.net. People can buy, purchase, or we are asking for donations and get the books, copies of the books from us, or they can also donate to Emoto Peace Project so that we can continue to distribute this book. The goal is to distribute 500 million children's books all around the world for free of charge.
Well, you're a nonprofit organization, and please visit their website if you'd like to make a contribution at www.emotopeaceproject.net. These children's books are beautiful. They're only $5 a piece, and they really tell a beautiful story. Both, it's designed for children, but adults can read it too. And it shows, yeah. And if you send positive thoughts to a glass of water, all these beautiful water crystals form. If you send a negative thoughts to a glass of water, negative crystals form. So it shows how your thoughts can create a beautiful world, if you want.
Right. And, you know, this book is really made so beautifully because it shows how we are and how this planet Earth is a planet of water. And we are water, too, and water creates crystals. And when water listens to different music, and when the water is exposed to different words or our consciousness or pictures that we have around us, and the most importantly, love and gratitude. And also we are introducing or encouraging people to do rice experiments with different thoughts or words or any like flowers or vegetables or fruit, anything. They can do their own experiment to see how powerful our thoughts are or our words are. And we can be loving and kind.
And one of the things that Dr. Moto did, he treated people with special hot water, that vibrational therapy that diagnosed and really helped people. He treated like something like over 10,000 people with this hot, and you do that now, don't you, to help people?
I do, and also it's winter is season of where all the flu. The different flus go around. So we are making huddle water for flu to protect ourselves from getting flu viruses. And it's been, or people who have already flu, as we make this water for each person, it really helps. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we can help all the people protect themselves or recover or heal from them.
I remember a case about a year and a half ago where Mr. Yoshi, made hot water for a lady who hadn't seen her daughter in like 20, 25 years. And it worked. After she drank the water, her daughter called her for the first time within 2 days after about 20, 25 years, and she was so happy. And since that time, as far as I know, mom and daughter has been getting along great. So what you do with the hotter water really does work and really does help people.
I think so. Yeah. Well, you know, we just have to – sometimes we have to keep doing that with the – it's not sometimes just once, but we keep doing that, making the huddle water, because that's energy. Huddle means vibration, that's energy, and it keeps changing. So as we make the huddle water for one person, and when he or she starts to recover, then we want to make another water to adjust their vibration again. And again and again until they are completely well. So sometimes it just helps him once or sometimes several times. We don't know, depending on the situation or condition.
Wonderful.
But it helps.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, on behalf of all my listeners worldwide, Mitchy, thank you so much for all your beautiful work. I have my next guest waiting, but I wanted to give you another 2 minutes and to wrap up your beautiful interview today. And you're welcome to stay on, if you like.
Well, thank you so much. Well, I hope everyone has a wonderful and happy holidays with a lot of love and gratitude. Love is giving energy, and gratitude is receiving energy, and they correlate with each other. So let's stay giving love to all the people, everything around us, so that the earth will be a better place. All the fires and all the disasters that are happening, we can heal the Mother Earth with our love and gratitude. Next year, 2020, is the year of completion. And we, whatever we have been doing, that will be completed. So be positive and think positive, think kind, be love, and do what you think and use the right and loving words. And then be responsible, because 2020 is also the year of responsibility. I hope everybody has wonderful and Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much, Mitchie. Welcome to stay on. I'll be going on to my next guest now, and I hope you have a wonderful Christmas too. Thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you so much, Ted, and thank you so much, everyone. Bye.
All right, Mitchie, thank you so much.
My
next guest is Tom Palladino. He's a famous scalar energy healer from Florida. And Tom has been doing such beautiful work. I just had to have him on today with my Christmas show. Tom, how are you doing?
Ted, I am fine. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah to everybody. Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you so much, Tom. You know, I think you're an angel, because you're doing things to really help people that other people haven't. You have a special scalar program that uses Tesla technology. And you have an offer where you treat people for free for at least 15 days. And you've been doing this for people. You've been doing this using your scalar technology to help people in Africa and especially in India with AIDS. And I was in India back in October. I interviewed whole families of people who have been cured of AIDS thanks to you, either your scalar treatments. I'd love to have you talk about that, Tom, in your program.
Sure. And it is a blessing, Ted. So let's tell the audience what we mean. I'm working with energy instruments. They're known as scalar instruments, or perhaps some people might call it zero-point energy. It's not electrical in nature. They're not electromagnetic instruments. And with these instruments, we can send healing energy around the world. We actually treat people by way of their photographs. So what Ted was mentioning is that people in India have submitted their photographs to me. And by way of their photographs, I'm able to send healing energy, target that person, find that person, and send that person energy anywhere in the world. Now, in this case, we're working with people in India who were HIV positive. And one of the functions of these instruments is we're able to break down microbes. We're able to break down viruses. Well, as Ted mentioned, in October, just a few months ago, he was in India at an HIV/AIDS clinic that we're working with, and that everybody that we've worked with thus far and treated with these scalar energy instruments, we've been able to destroy, to eradicate the HIV virus in their body. Now, to further support that, we have diagnostic tests from these people in Delhi, India, that prove we've been able to eradicate the HIV virus from their body. And we have their attending physicians that are attesting to that. So this is very promising to us. Now we finally have a clinic in Delhi, India, that's working with us, and we have verified test results that we're able to eradicate these germs, these microbes from the body. So what Ted and I have undertaken is now a very robust approach to this. If it works in India, it should work around the world. So the stellar report from this HIV clinic in Delhi, India, in which we've already treated over 1,500 people who were HIV positive, the test results, again, are coming back negative. So if it works in Delhi, it's going to work around the world. So we're going to disseminate this information, and someday the world will realize that we do have the answer for HIV.
Well, thanks, Tom. You know, and it's amazing the kind of work you do. Tell us, my listeners, a little bit about your program, because I'd like to, for people to take advantage of that, apply for it.
Sure. We offer a free session on our website. The website is scalarlight.com. And what we offer are three modalities to anybody who will submit a photograph. So to put this in perspective, we're able to eradicate pathogens, parasites from the body. We call that a pathogenic cleanse. These instruments are also capable of balancing our seven chakras, or our meridians, if you will. And then the third modality, these instruments allow us to transmute, to actually rearrange inside the body proteins and elements inside our body, and to rearrange those proteins into nutrients such as amino acids, antioxidants, phytochemicals, minerals, vitamins. So in synopsis, all by way of a photograph, we're able to eradicate pathogens, germs from the body, balance the seven chakras, and create, assemble micronutrients in the body. And again, we do all of this by way of these unique instruments, these scalar light instruments, and we do everything. All of our work is done remotely by way of photographs.
Wow.
Ted and I have been working together for the past 2 or 3 years, and we're very encouraged by the results. And now we have the clinical basis. We have the clinical trials to back up what we're doing.
Yeah, yeah. One of the most touching things that's ever happened to me, Tom, and I want to share this with my listeners too, was I was in New Delhi, India, and I was interviewing this family who'd been more or less completely cured of AIDS, HIV. And this little girl, 11 years old, the cutest thing, comes around the corner, and she's got this big smile on her face. And she basically said, "Thank you for saving my parents," because she wouldn't have had any parents then if her parents hadn't been on Tom's program or Scalar program to get rid of the AIDS and HIV. And I was so touched by her. I started, all these tears started coming out. She really touched my heart. But you've really made a fantastic impact in India, and I'm sure in Africa too, with your program, Tom. And thank you on behalf of everyone who's been able to be cured of AIDS in India and Africa.
You're right, Ted. And we should shout this from the rooftops. And thank you for your radio platform and the work that you've done with me over the past 2 or 3 years. It's if you will, it's slow going. People have to accept this new technology. But as you and I have agreed, Ted, once people understand what quantum healing can do, this really should take off, and we're going to change the world.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I'm going back to India here in a couple of months to give some presentations. And Tom, what other programs do you have? I know you've got a nutrient program too. What else could you tell people about?
Yeah, so we have the ability with these instruments to assemble natural foods. We actually have the ability to create the phytochemicals, the natural plant chemicals found in vegetables, herbs, fruits, grains, etc. That's a program we call Natural Foods. There's another program in which we're able to assemble male and female hormones in the body. And we'll round it off for this short discussion. We have the ability to assemble endorphins and neurotransmitters likewise in the body. So with these instruments, it's rather incredible what you can do. We have control over nature with a scalar. It's not electricity, once again. And with these scalar instruments, we see a new horizon. This is a new technology that the world will soon embrace.
Well, you know, Tom, I have to ask you this question. Were you inspired by angels for your work, to do your work?
Yes, I was, Ted. I was inspired by God and the Blessed Mother, the saints, and the angels, and good people like you, Ted. So this really takes on a supernatural character. This is beyond human comprehension what this energy can do. And once the world realizes this is a divine energy, and that's what Scalar offers to the world. It's the life force energy, the energy of the universe. That's what we're working with. It's not electricity.
Right.
And
right.
The world will see the merit of working with this new technology.
Do you think someday, within your lifetime, Tom, this scalar technology will become an integral part of medical education in the United States and elsewhere?
It will be, Ted. And it will take place on account of the fact that the people will demand it. Not necessarily academia, not necessarily the government, that the people will demand it, and because they see the merit of it. You know,
right.
And again, if what Ted has just recounted, we've already treated 1,500 people who were HIV positive in Delhi, India.
Past tense.
We've eradicated the HIV virus. You know, what
right.
more proof do we need? So
right.
this is getting out there. And by the way, Ted, you well realize that the national press in India is on this story. And
right.
they're very interested. They're
right.
very interested in promulgating this story throughout India. So
right.
it might come, this information might come to the United States by way of India. So maybe India is the first country that is going to embrace this technology.
Well, India is a very beautiful and spiritual country. It has 1/7 of the world's population, and they're very spiritual there. And wouldn't that be funny for this information to be disseminated in India and then come from India to the U.S.
It seems that it's going to take that circuitous route, but if that's the case, that's the case. If India is the first country that will embrace quantum healing, so be it.
Right. And that could happen. I could see that happening, actually. They're very open to it there. And I'm so glad, too. And it's working. You've got documented evidence of people getting help by this by your technology. And you do it all for free for the HIV people in India and Africa too.
Right.
So
it's our humanitarian outreach. Yes, it is our humanitarian outreach, and that resonates with me. It resonates with Ted, and I'm sure there's a lot of people in the listening audience that will resonate with.
Listen clearly
to what Ted and I are saying. We have objective evidence. We have scientific tests from a clinic in Delhi, India, in which over 1,500 people have been treated with Scalar, and we've been able to destroy the HIV virus in their body. We have the national press of India that is now very much enthralled with the work we're doing, and you shall see how this is going to really take root throughout the continent of Asia, throughout India, and how this is really starting to catch on. And people are now seeing the merit and the healing ability of Scalar light.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely, Tom. Well, I've got about 2 minutes left, and I want you to I'd love to have you wrap up your beautiful interview today.
Okay. We have free trials. Anybody in the world can visit the website, scalarlight.com. Visit the website at the very top. You'll see a red banner that says free trials. Submit your photograph. You can send photographs in of your family and even your pets if you want. We'll treat you for free. Help us in the years to come. Help us to get this information out there. And help us to cure mankind. This is a healing ministry. We welcome all of you to join us.
Wow. Wonderful, Tom. Well, Tom, your website again is www.scalarlight.com. And I urge everyone to visit Tom's website. He's doing wonderful angelic work to help humanity. And Tom, thank you so much for all your beautiful work, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Ted, I salute you for your effort. You're a real humanitarian and a great friend. God bless you.
Thank you, Tom, so much for saying that. I appreciate it. My next guests will be Billy Faye Woodard and Zora from the Hollow Earth. I'll give Eric a minute or two for some time to call them. Billy has been here on the planet. He originally is from the Hollow Earth. His father is still in the Hollow Earth, and he always has incredible things to say. I always enjoy talking to him. He's standing by. Thank you, Eric, for getting him on. Billy, how are you doing today, my friend?
Hold on 1 second, please.
Oh, take your time. They're both Billy and Stora and Jane are wonderful people. They're coming to us today live from near Reno, Sparks, Nevada. And I'm sure they have lots of wonderful Christmas messages for us today. One of the things that they have a new product called Liquid Gold product. It really helps people. I've been taking it myself recently, and it really helped me get over my bronchitis and pneumonia recently. If you'd like more information about it, it's www.liquidgoldrx.com/with my name, Ted Mahr, TEDMAHR. And I just wanted to see, Billy, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, Billy, well, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you and your family.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Billy, what do you see happening this year for the new year?
Well, in 2020, according to my father, the galactic disclosure will be taking shape, taking effect, and that's being called for around the first few months of 2020. So I'm thinking that they're in preparation for that. That's what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And so And of course, the beginning of 2020 is also where it's going to herald in the prosperity of Terra Christa and everyone who's involved in the global currency reset, which would include everybody.
Wow, that'll be wonderful.
Yeah. And well, that's pretty much what I have to say about that.
Okay.
But so it's going to be a wonderful coming year. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. There'll be a lot of changes mm-hmm. that are taking place on Terra Christa. Mm-hmm. And all for the better. It's not a lot of the stuff that was being secretive is all going to be brought out into the open. So there'll be no more secrets with the government, no more secrets with the military. They're going to declassify the secret space program, mm-hmm. and that'll be brought out along with the Galactic Federation. So there's going to be some very positive changes in the coming, you know, early months of 2020.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'll be wonderful. I know I've been here 52,000 years or 720 lifetimes, and I've waited a long time. Many people have waited a long time for this to come. I'm just so excited, Billy, after all the hard work and struggles, all of the light workers on the planet, all of us need to be congratulated for helping to raise the vibrations and making this planet a better place.
Right.
Do you think when there is disclosure next year on the secret space program that many of the beneficial technologies will finally be released to the people here on Earth?
Yes.
That'll
Absolutely.
Be good. Yeah, that'll be good. That'll
a
be good.
A lot of the stuff has been classified. Even Tesla's technology is going to be brought to the forefront as well.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
and of course, you're looking at free energy devices. You're looking at global free energy. You're using the Tesla towers and stuff like that.
Wow, that'll be
brought out into the open. All of his patents are being declassified. So, there's a lot going to happen in mm-hmm. the early months of 2020.
Wow, what an amazing time! Even the numbers 2020, from a vision standpoint, 2020 allows people to see clearly. You know.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you're saying a joke again.
Yeah, okay. I am, Billy. Could you give out your website too? Because I know you have a wonderful website with lots of things on it, Billy.
Which one? Do you want the Zora of Hollow Earth or the other one?
Either one's fine. Just so the people could look up some more information about your life and work.
Yeah, www.zoraofhollowearth.com. And if they're interested in the other one, that's the one that has to do with the liquid gold RX. But you put yours out there, so that's fine.
Okay, great. We've got about 6 minutes left before my next guest. Billy, would you like to bring in your father briefly to where we could all wish him well, Zora? Yeah, okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Billy's going to bring his father on now from the Hollow Earth for a few minutes.
Beloved gods and goddesses, how be you this day?
Oh, Merry Christmas, Zora. It's so good to talk to you, and Happy New Year.
Indeed.
I was going to ask on behalf of my listeners if you'd like to give us all a Christmas message.
Christmas message? Well, your world is changing in ways that in many of you will not even be able to imagine it. But and it's all for the better, as well mm-hmm. as besides the Galactic Federation coming forth and doing galactic disclosure, then of course that's going to be changing a lot of things as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that will also be the time when that occurs, is when your mentors will be coming to pay you a visit. Everybody will have a mentor coming to their door to prepare for it.
That'll be amazing.
Indeed.
Wow. Do you think with this disclosure and all the changes happening next year that our longevity will increase and our health will improve?
Of course.
Wonderful.
All of that will come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
And many, there will be many that will be ascending as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because their contracts are coming to a close, and they'll be they're in line for ascension.
Wow.
So many, there will be many that will ascend in 2020 as well. In the early months of 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And many, and there are several who have already ascended, even the latter part of December. So.
Ah.
That is another thing that is happening.
Mm-hmm.
The rainbow flash of awakening is also on the horizon.
Wow. What about negative entities, people or entities that don't want to change and want to stick to the old, their old
Understand
negative ways?
The ones that are of a negative nature, when it comes time for what you term as the total ascension of the entire planet Earth, including its people, those that are in a state of, like on what you term, on the fence,
mm-hmm.
will be removed to another planet.
I see. Okay.
Another sister world of Earth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Or galaxy. So there is much happening.
Ah, yes.
And I just want to remind people that are listening to this call what they are and who they are. You are gods and you are goddesses. And you are healers in your own right.
Mm-hmm.
Each and every one of you have the power to heal each other and also anyone else.
Mm-hmm.
You have the power within you to do this
mm-hmm.
because you were born with it.
Sure.
Never doubt that.
Wow.
You all have the power to heal all manner of disease, all manner mm-hmm. of sickness. You are the healers.
Wow.
And you need to put that into your subconscious. On a daily basis, you need to meditate as much as possible to help your God self and Goddess self to come to fruition, to the mm-hmm. out to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
So many of you are going to experience a sudden surge in knowledge and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
This will also be coming into the first few months of 2020.
Wow.
So you have a wondrous and glorious future ahead of you. That is all.
Zora, thank you so much for sharing that. I always enjoy talking to you, and I know everyone listening today really appreciated your beautiful words of wisdom. So My next guest is not available yet, so Zora, please take your please. We'd love to have some more words of wisdom from you, if you don't mind.
Well, you'd like me to bring my beloved Soraya through.
Yes, that would be wonderful.
She is coming.
Okay. All right. Thank you. We're trying to get Jason Armstrong from beautiful Vancouver, Canada, on to talk about with messages from Adama. But in the meantime, we'll have Mazora on for some additional time. And, okay. Yes, he's when he gets on, I'll let you know. So I'm still waiting for them to get a hold of him here.
Indeed.
Oh, hi, Zora. How are you doing? So good to talk to you.
Very good, thank you. It is a marvelous, as you say, it's a marvelous season to be celebrating.
Great, thank you.
This is the best time of the year, as they say, for all of you, as we celebrate with you, as we watch all of you in movement very, very quickly in and out of stores and driving and having fun. It is all about fun. It's all about children. It's all about celebrating who you are as the one that you all are, as a planet. And always remember that your Gaia, or Mother Earth, as many call her, you know, she is here. She's always been here for you. Give gratitude to her and all of the plants and the flowers and the Christmas things that are around you. They have always been here to support you. They are some of your greatest gifts that many take for granted. So do this and be grateful for all of what Source has given all of you. And of course, the biggest gift that you have is who you are.
Absolutely.
As my beloved has said, take that time to really take that time for yourself, to really connect with other souls of kindred spirits, and celebrate this wonderful occasion, because you are coming, you are at a plateau of significant, unparalleled shift in your world.
Wonderful.
It is already here for you. We love you all so very dearly, as we look upon all of you with so much love, so much joy, and we love to see all that joy come out, especially at this time. And lots of blessings, as you say, to everyone on your entire planet and beyond.
Well,
so thank you.
Zora, thank you so much, Zora, Billy, Jane, and everyone for coming on today. I hope you and your families have a beautiful Christmas, and thank you so much for sharing your Christmas joy with us today. We really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Have a beautiful day, my friends. I really appreciate you coming on. Thank you so much. My next guest is Jason from beautiful Vancouver, Canada, and he'll be channeling Adama from the Hollow Earth with messages for Christmas and the New Year. Jason, how are you doing today, my friend?
I'm well, Ted. How are you?
Oh, good. Wonderful. We're having a beautiful day down here. It's about 80 degrees, and the palm trees are blooming, and the roses are out. No, I'm just joking. We've had a terrific rainstorm here.
Same here.
So it's pretty bad weather, I'm sure. Are you getting a lot of rain up there, too?
Yeah, but I think of it as it just clearing energies, right? So.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I love the rain. It's a beautiful time. It cleans the air and everything. And some places, of course, in the world listening today have water problems, and they would love the rain that we're getting today. So we're getting. Mm-hmm. So it's all well. Jason, would you mind bringing in our friend Adama? And we'd love his messages for Christmas and the new year.
Sure. Give me a moment.
Okay, great. Take your time.
Good day, beautiful being. How are you?
Oh, thank you so much, Adama, for coming on my show today. It's a special time of year, and we appreciate you so much for coming on.
It's always a joy.
Thank you so much, Adama. What do you see happening this coming year? And we would love your words of wisdom about Christmas and the new year.
There are changes that are happening in the background that's going to amplify in the next year.
Mm-hmm.
Allow what needs to be, come to the surface to allow it and be at ease with it. Do not have a set way of how things should unfold, but to let it happen the way it needs to in divine order. And what's coming next may be hard for some to believe, but everything is coming to the surface the next year. It has to allow humanity to see what's been happening and to allow everyone to move forward. Depending on each one's choices and the collective, it'll be great revelation coming in the next year. And depending on timeline, to very well see what humanity has been wanting for all these years. This technology is already here. It's been hidden. And it will come out when energy warrants it. No sooner, no later. So for everyone, for the end of this year, let's focus what we want. Yes, there are things happening that are not nice, that may be painful to see. But just acknowledge those and let them go. Know that they're there to be released, and just focus on what we want. Let's treat everyone how we want to be treated and see the bigger picture. Everyone has dense energies that need to be released. And some people are projecting them onto others. Have forgiveness in your heart for them. For everyone is on a slightly different path and will deal with their issues differently. To have that bigger picture, what's going on. So for everyone to move forward, everyone needs to release those dense energies, what's not in their highest and best interest. Let's have gratitude. Gratitude, grateful for being on Gaia, Mother Earth, however one chooses the word, for being on her during this momentous time. Being grateful for having a roof over your head. Or let's say the clothes you wear, or maybe the food you eat. Maybe being grateful for being amongst the trees, the beautiful trees that are on your planet. How about being grateful for being of service to others in whatever way that comes for you? And to prepare oneself for what's coming. Go within. Let's clean it up a little bit inside ourselves. And maybe we haven't focused on in the last little bit. Acknowledge that dense energy. And allow it to come up and release it. Help oneself move forward. Maybe make some changes in one's life. They don't have to be big. And every small change helps oneself and the collective. One could be being nicer. But being nicer doesn't mean allowing others to trespass over you. maybe for others, it's having more boundaries. Not having one's energy sucked by others. Maybe it's just to know love and gratitude, forgiveness to the world. To help lighten those energies. Remember, humanity is still in the battle. So every thought of love and gratitude helps. And for each light worker, as the name is used on the surface, to acknowledge another who may have different mission, different way of dealing things. For those on the earth that are here to anchor the light, goddess energy, and there are others where that's maybe part of their mission, but another part is to clear the dense energy. Every being has a role to play. Let's acknowledge that and respect what someone else has chosen for their role. And let's forgive ourselves. Anything that wasn't one's highest best interest that one has done to himself, an action, activity, a word, but one said to someone else, forgive yourself. And you'll see that energy just drift and go away. And you'll feel lighter. Shall I go on?
Yes, we've got about 4 minutes left. Go right ahead.
Let's acknowledge and realize there are beings beyond our perception. And be open to that. But yet not walking through one's eyes closed. Feel the energy. You don't know what another being has planned. The heart mind cannot be lied to. Let's open up our heart mind. Be more at ease. Let those feelings come through. Let's acknowledge more of our divine self, so that's who we are. We all can heal ourselves. Just need to know it and allow it. To send love and forgiveness and gratitude to Mother Earth. For she has been trampled on for far too long. Time now to realize she's a living being, like anyone else, just chose a different shell, suit, however you want to word it. Just be in one with all. We're all connected to Source in every way possible. And acknowledge the differences between each one. So let's make each one unique. And remember that we all come from Source. But beyond that suit and see that connection to each one. That was the message.
Oh, beautiful. We've got about 30 seconds left, and it was right on, spot on. So Adama knew how long to talk.
Yeah.
Well, on behalf of all my listeners, Jason, thank you so much for channeling beautiful Adama. Jason will be coming with me on my trip to Mount Shasta July 1st through the 8th next year, and I hope everyone can come. And Jason, I hope you and your family have a beautiful and happy Christmas, and as well as everyone listening today, I hope you all have a beautiful and happy Christmas and a beautiful new year. This is an exciting time, and I know there's many good things in store for humanity. Till next week, my friends, I hope you have a beautiful and happy day. Thank you so much again for listening. Bye-bye, everyone. Merry Christmas.